We have been journeying through the life and times of the Ovis this winter. We did Avraham, we did Yitzchak. Last week we did Yaakov and Esav. Now we're on to Yaakov. This is Yaakov's Seich. There are two Seiches here, actually. The first two pages is from Lakut HaSeiches Chelek Aleph, and the third and the fourth page are from Lakut HaSeiches Chelek Gimel, Volume 1 and Volume 3. Now, the characteristic that set Yaakov apart are Golus and Mitas HaShlema, which is the most ironic thing of all. Right? Let's put it this way. Avraham is kindness. That means peripheral, external service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzchak is integrity, inner service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Avraham and Yitzchak are like really, really deep into it. Yitzchak more than Avraham. Avraham has a Yishmol, Yitzchak has an Esav. What's Yaakov? Tzaddis. Yaakov is tzaddis. Tzaddis, 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 tzaddis. His life was miserable. That's the truth. His life was miserable. He says so himself. Ma'at v'roi, my life is miserable. Golos after golos after golos after golos. First it's Esav, and then it's Lavan, and then it's Dino, and then it's Yosef, and then it's Shimon, and then it's Binyamin. Tzara nacha tzara nacha tzara. And he has a large family, and they're all tzaddikim. How ironic. And in terms of the journey of life, in other words, if you want to know what God is thinking, this is the program. He creates an Avraham who brings God into the world. He creates a Yitzchak who perfects what Avraham created. Then he creates a Yaakov and makes it as difficult as possible. He tests and he tests and he tests and he tests. And Yaakov survives. Oh, now the Eibush is happy. Hashem is not happy if you sit in a shtibu in Jerusalem and you have enough to eat and you're not afraid and you're not sick and it's warm and you sit and study Torah. It's wonderful. That's Avraham. That's Yitzchak. It's not Yaakov. Yaakov is lech lecho me'atzecho o me'meladetecho me'savich in the ultimate sense. After everything is perfect, face the world. Bring the Eibishter to the most remote place. Yaakov represents Golos. His children are born in Golos. And one of the most under-emphasized tragedies of Yaakov's life, he has one son brought into the Holy Land. One. You know what his name is? Binyamin. You know what happens to Binyamin? He's almost completely wiped out. Almost completely wiped out. It takes a special act of Sanhedrin to keep the few members of Binyamin alive. There should be 12 Shvat. And from those few leftovers, we got Shaul HaMelech, we got Mordechai HaTzadik, Esther HaMalk. But they were about to wipe Binyamin off the face of the earth in the book of Judges, Pelegish Begiver. So if you read in the Chumash, Binyamin starts out with 10 children. 10 children! By the time the Jews go into Israel, Binyamin doesn't have 10 families, he has a few. All those families disappeared. And later on, they reduced to 400 people, to almost nothing. Why? They were Nebuch, not born in Golos. You get it? In other words, you think it's tense, you got it wrong. And that's the story of Yaakov Avinu's life. The story of Yaakov Avinu's life is Golos. And that the greatest bracha, the greatest achievement, the greatest success, the greatest presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows itself dafke in a Golos environment. That's the story of Yaakov. Now, we're not going to do Yaakov in a week. It's going to take us some time. I don't know how many classes we did on Yitzchak, but we have more than that many classes on Yaakov Avinu. Okay? And that's the journey. Yaakov Avinu's life. And when we're done with Yaakov Avinu's life, then begins the Shvatim, which is even a deeper Golos, a more involved, a more complicated Golos. And that's how Sefer HaYosher is going to finish. Okay? So let's read. This Sicha, I basically want to read entirely. I want to read all of it. Okay? It's page 4. There's enough copies. In Heintike said the Verde Zelt, in this week's Parshat relates, V'yazoy an ein un ein zikirid, how one single solitary Jew is gegangen in a fremde land, went to a foreign land. Kumun de kahin, ote gonit kahat mazir. By the time he arrived, he had nothing left. Erod gemeint, avet hoben afar megu. he left home with great wealth. Zum Sof hat er aber gesehen, the end was, as er hat gonit, gunisht, nichiva, nimnada, nothing. Ki bemakli avarti yesayadin azah, I crossed the Jordan with a stick. The Midrash HaChazal tell us that Yankov took great wealth, and Esav sent his senior son Eliphaz to kill, to murder Yankov Avinu. Problem was, Eliphaz had a soft spot. He was Nebuch, a descendant of Yankov, Yitzchak and Avram Avinu, and he wasn't a killer. So when he meets up with Yankov, he says, by the way, I'm supposed to kill you. What should I do? So Yankov says, take my wealth. Ani choshev kemes. A poor person is considered dead. And Eliphaz takes every penny Yankov has, so Yankov is financially dead. Yankov comes to Lavan with a walking stick. And that's it. Remember as a child reading the pasuk, he goes up to him and he hugs him. Why? He expects to see a herd of animals with servants, just like his father came, like Yitzchak, like Eliezer came. He's by himself. Hugs him. He's checking his pockets to see if he has any cash. His pockets are empty. She kisses him on the lips. Maybe he has some diamonds in his mouth. No money. What am I going to do with you? Your grandfather's servant came with 10 camels laden with wealth. Of course I welcomed him to the house. You're schnutted. What do I need? What am I going to do with you? Verstehst? That's how Yankov came to Lavan. Says the Rebbe, Nidkukundik of them, notwithstanding this, is a gegangen mit a leichter Herz und mit Mut. He went with an easy heart and with a good spirit. Girls, listen to the next words very carefully. Vorum erad gehad betochen in the Meibishtin. He had the one thing you cannot lose. God. Now we all have God, yeah? But we only have God when we're already rich. Not when we're ready for, waiting for the wealth to arrive, you understand? We only have God when we're already healthy, not when we're sick and waiting for a transplant. Then all of a sudden we got huge issues. Yankov Avinu had the Eibishtin. And he leaned on him. And it was good enough. And that betochen allowed a man to navigate life with nothing, knowing nobody, with no support and no help, and to thrive because he had betochen in the Meibishtin. Kumendik in Charan, he arrives in Charan. He discovers that he can't rely on anybody. He can't even trust his own relatives. He discovers even his own uncle. Lavan fools him. Maybe she has the Rebbe a second time. But the one thing Yankov didn't lose, because you can't take that away from any man, only a person can give it up himself, is his belief in the Eibishter. Yankov didn't give up that betochen. That's how he lived and survived. Und der Fahr, consequently, is trotzdem, was er genommen, viel Jahren. It took a long time. Medrese Haravanya, a lot of effort. By night it was incredibly hot. By day it was incredibly hot. By night it was terribly cold. By Togat Gebrandi hits, by Nacht it frost. By day it was boiling, at night it was freezing. Fundest wegen, nevertheless. Abitendik, and the Rebbe says for the third time, mit betochen, he did his work and understood that not Lavan is keeping him alive, but the Eibishter is keeping him alive. Is there Safkeven? What happened in the end? As erot mit sich mitgenommen. Asach egens. He leaves Lavan's house with incredible wealth. A groisse reicht of great wealth. Girls, top of page 5 now. Und erikin, most importantly, es ist gewen mitas eschleimer. Dafke Yankov, who has no peace and no serenity and no prospect and no vision, and no future, has a perfect bed. All of his children are tzaddikim. Alle seine Kinder seine gewen. Wie es darf zu sein ganz beschleimer. All of his children, he had 13 of them, were the way they're supposed to be. Avraham hat a zoon Yitzchak. Avraham had a good son named Yitzchak. Er hat aber gehat noch a zoon Yishmo. He had another son. We don't like to talk about him. His name was Yitzchak has a good son, Yankov. Yitzchak has a good son, Yankov. You see? It's a package. Hagam zei beid Avraham and Yitzchak haben gehad wa zei kindin et Yisrael nishtan gav. Avraham raises his children in the Holy Land. Yitzchak raises his children in the Holy Land. And they were rich and comfortable and respected and looked after, and the community liked them. And as they say in American, blah, 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 blah. Fundestwege, nevertheless, but you can't pass it, it could happen. Vaharaya did happen. As an event, Kinder, Yishmael and Esav. There were children from this home, Yishmael and Esav. dagegen Yankiv, on the other hand, Yankiv Avinu, was mit seine Kinder, seinen Gewen in Golus. Him and his children were in exile. Nidgahat Avem and Sifallah Zalich, and the Rebbe says for the fourth time, they had nobody they could rely on. V'yered Gitainet, may I and Yove Yezif, where will my help come? Yemen Yisrael Sabah, that Alta Yisrael Yankiv says, where is my help going to come from? And the answer is, Ezri Me'im Hashem, my help comes from God. I once saw a film of Yitzchak Rabin, Alav HaShalom, describing his meeting with the Rebbe in 1972. I also saw a film of the story of how Rabin came to the Rebbe in the first place. Rabin, as you know, was killed on Kiddush Hashem. Rabin was a lover of Israel. He was a real man. He had no interest in meeting the Rebbe, none at all. And there was this guy, he was his secretary, he kept on pushing him. He says, Tazovli, I hate this Baba Maisasivji. He was completely secular. So this guy created a whole scheme. He got President Shazar, who was to ask Rabin, who was our ambassador to Washington, D.C. in America, to go as his representative to give the Rebbe a happy birthday on his 70th birthday. That was his shtick. You understand? So Shazar calls up Rabin and says, you got to go on my behalf to give the Rebbe a happy birthday. Rabin had no choice. He was very upset, but he went. And he says, listen, I'm not coming in the middle of the night. He knew that Yechidus is all night. I'm coming by day. And I don't want 1,001 smelly chassidim around me. I'm going into the Rebbe and I'm leaving. He ended up coming by day and 1,001 smelly chassidim were around. The Rebbe made him wait a few hours. And the Rebbe finally saw him. He walked out staggered. He didn't walk out the way he came in. He was blown away. He wasn't blown away by the Rebbe's holiness. He wasn't blown away by the Rebbe's chokhmah. He was blown away by the Rebbe's military understanding. The Rebbe understood. He said to the person who brought him, he belongs in the Knesset, not the Knesset. He knows more about Israel and military and the borders and the whole thing. He was blown away by the Rebbe's understanding. This was between the Sixth Day War and the Yom Kippur, mind you. But Rabin describes that meeting. The first half of the meeting was theology, was a discussion. The second half of the meeting was strategy. There's a famous story that Yitzhak Rabin, the Rebbe took out a map and said, show me the strategic defense of Israel. They had what was called the Bar-Lev line, which was the same thing as the Maginot line in World War II. I don't know if you're familiar with the history. And the Rebbe screamed about the Bar-Lev line. The Rebbe said, I was in France, and I went myself to examine the Maginot line. We all know what happened to the Maginot line. The Germans went through France in 6 weeks. And the Rebbe cried about the Bar-Lev line. The Bar-Lev line was a tragedy. We lost thousands of Israelis. Thousands on that thinly defended border. But anyway, so the Rebbe sat there with Rabin and said, okay, show me the defense. So Rabin tells him where they have the fortifications. And the Rebbe shows him the weaknesses. Here's a problem, here's a problem, here's a problem, here's a problem. So he gives the Rebbe answers. This is the solution to this. Anyway, eventually the Rebbe gave him problems. There were no solutions. And Rabin didn't know what to say. So he tells the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Hashem Yazor. So the Rebbe tells him, I'm talking to you like a general. You talk to me like a Rebbe. But anyway, the first half of the meeting, the Rebbe asked Rabin why he thought the Jewish people survive. Is it because of faith? Or it's because of Am Levadad Yishkon, that the Jews have so many enemies, they have no friends. This was the proposal. This is how the Rebbe started the Yechidus. Why do you think Jews survive? Do they survive because of their moral pneumius, their neshama, or because of anti-Semitism and forced isolation? You know, Israel has no friends in the world. That's really true. It's so sad. There's an Arab bloc. There's a European bloc. There's a Christian bloc. There's a Hindu bloc. There is no Jewish bloc. There's one tiny nation sitting in the most boiling part of this planet, surviving. It's amazing. So he asks Rabin, what's the secret to Jewish survival? Is it the forces of the world that isolate us and force us to join together, or is it faith? And the Rebbe said it's a combination. It's both together. This is what Rabin repeated. It is the faith, but it's also the isolation. The Ezri, Yankov Avinu. This is what the Rebbe is saying right here. He was alone in the world. He had no friends. Ezri Mim Hashem. That's why Yankov survives. Avraham and Yitzchak lived in Israel. The people were nice to them. They're friends. The real Yankov emerges in Golus because of his betochen. It's both factors. It's the betochen and it's the synthesis. It's the joining together of the challenges of being alone that reveal the inner Jew, the inner betochen, that makes Yankov the ideal Jew and the ideal father. And I'm reading on. Er hat schwer gearbeitet. He worked very hard. Und einseitig damit, and at the same time, gedacht, bei Worten, he had to see to it as the Kinder, Zin und Techter, his children, sons and daughters, 12 Kinder, 12 sons, zwischen einer fremden, a ganzen fremden Volk, in a completely foreign land, sollen nicht übernehmen, die Hanhoggis, Lebensführungen von Choren, should not assimilate. If little kids, they walk the streets, they shouldn't become like the Goyim around them, they should be distinct and different. Sie sollen aderabe, to the contrary, unzappen sich mit der Teda, saturate themselves with the Teda, was that he, der 100 Jahre kehr und noch ältere Tate, hat übergenommen von seiner Älteren und Ur-Älteren, schon wie Yankov Avinu is an old man. Yankov Avinu arrives in Choren, he's 84. So when Reuven's born, he's 84 and a half, yeah? Talk about a generation gap, huh? By the time Yosef is born, Yankov is virtually 100 years old. And he teaches them, and they learn from him. The fact that he's so old and they're so young doesn't change anything. Und gebracht in dem neuen Land von jener Seite Yad. And he brought his Tater from the other side of the river and so forth. Yankov hat alles durchgesetzt. Yankov survives everything. Und durch dem darf er only through this Oisgefir, top of the second column, page 5, Yifet Ishmael Meir Yankov is incredibly successful. Er ist geworden, agresse gewir, poshet in Gashmis. First of all, he became poshet physically wealthy. Und das ist gewen emesse mutlich dicke und glückliche Aschiris. But it was a healthy richness, right? Some people are rich and they have no life. Yankov had a richness, but there was a rich life. Worum er gehad die noch gresser Aschiris. He had a far greater wealth. Heusam itase schleime. All of his children were the way they're supposed to be. Er hat arreiz genommen von Golos. He took out of this Golos, alle seine Zin und Techter, all of his sons and daughters, schleim him whole. And the Rebbe would say, not just he took them out of Golos, it's because of the Golos that they emerged from this Golos, perfect and whole. This is the third of our patriarchs. Avram is the initiator, Yitzhak is the perfecter, Yankov is Golos, the survivor. And of course, the Rebbe goes on to say in the next few paragraphs, which we're not going to read, a lesson for us. A Jew in America has to know, you want to survive, be Jewish, not American. You be American, you're finished. Be Jewish, like Yezeda was Jewish. Okay? Now turn the page. We're now moving on to page 10. This is another sikh, and I really don't have time to teach it, so I'm just going to have to skim it. And we're going to begin on page 11, Sif Gimel. I apologize that I'm skipping so much. If the clock would slow down, I would skip less. But the clocks don't have any hearts, so I have no mercy. What can I tell you? Page 11, Gimel. I'm reading it inside. In Parshas, the Rebbe now talks about Yankov Avinu. He went into Golos with nothing except his faith. He came out of Golos with his faith intact and all kinds of wealth. Says the Rebbe, in Parshas Vayeita, the Teira tells us the story. As Yankov is gegangen from Eretz Yisrael, Be'er Sheva, and Choron to Lavan. He goes from the Holy Land, from Be'er Sheva to Lavan. Und wie bei sein Onheben gehen von Eretz Yisrael, as soon as he leaves home, what's the first thing that happens? Is Baal Geven, Vayivka, Bamokim. Boom. Who does he meet as soon as he's leaving? Bamokim. What's Mokim mean? The Eibishter. Before he leaves, the Eibishter. Sein gain zurück von Choren ken Eretz Yisrael. 22 years later, he's coming home from Choren Eretz Yisrael. Und wie gehen dich zurück? And he's coming home, huh? Haben im bagegend Malachi Elikim. He means angels. The Rebbe has a very, very beautiful pshat here, which I'm not going to read with you, where he says, you know what the difference between Yankov Avinu went and meets Hashem, and he comes home and meets Hashem? When he went, he met Hashem in a dream. When he came home, he met Hashem when he was awake. The Yivka Bamakim was a dream. When he comes home, he meets the Malachi Hashadus, he meets them openly. Says the Rebbe, bottom of page 11, the flich von Yeder Yid is, the mandate of every Jew is, to arise gave that. So here the Rebbe is saying, it's not only, well, Hashem schlaps you into Golos, you have no choice. No, you're living a good life. You pick yourself up, and you go out of Eretz Yisroel. All the shame of Eved. Arise gave for the Dal Damas that go out of the four cubits of Teda. Gain kein Choren. Go to a place called Choren. Charein af shal mokam, the place which angers HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Make a difference in the Eved's world. And the Rebbe says the very last lines on page 11, und daf gedart. when you pick yourself up and you move away and you live in this alien place over there, Dafke, Zol by Damid and Zayim, this is where you have to produce, where you produce perfect children. In other words, the implication is not only Yankov didn't have a choice, but even when you have a choice, you pick yourself up, you go to a difficult place, you do what you got to do, and the Eibishter blesses you with perfect children. Turn the page. 12. When one conducts himself in this way, is the gain king chorer nit king yirida mitis? Although on the surface, going to chorer is a terrible yirida, but in truth, it's not a yirida at all. Why? Now, other to the contrary, in chutz laris, you become rich in wealth and rich in children. And the Rebbe says in Yiddish, men hot grace hatzlacha. We have incredible success. Now, second column, also the other line, and the Rebbe says by yeder yidden. This is a lesson for us. Because man er is in Eretz Yisrael, so long as you are in the Holy Land. It is angish lost in the egin and yoni kedusha. You're locked away in your own matters of holiness. Fanumen nor medzich alein, busy only with yourself. Is vi grace is only zayin. Doesn't matter how big you are. Kenen nitzukum into der madrege und der hebenkeit. You cannot reach that level and that loftiness to welche er der grecht, to which he reaches durch zayin gein ken chadim. When you go into a difficult situation, you reach higher levels. To turn in Welt und Makara von Yidden, to do in the world and bring Yidden closer, und machen Yidden and create Yidden. And this is where you achieve great success. You look at the history of the Jewish people, yeah? Torah, we have from the bloodiest times and the bloodiest places. There's 600 years of history between when the Gemara was completed in the times of the Rishonim. There's almost no Svarim from the Goyim. You know why? Because of a peaceful time. The Rishonim lived in a time full of blood. The Crusades and the blood libels and all kinds of other expulsions. The Torah that we have, is the Torah of blood. That's just the way it is. It's an undeniable fact. Says the Rebbe, the moment you leave Eretz Yisrael, you agree to go out to Oiftan and Vel to make a difference in this world, Mitnachim with other Jewish people, immediately Gitmani Makoyach Momaila, Vazasas Vayivka Vamakam, is empowered by meeting God, as Okenet Durch Firnz and Shlichas, he should be able to fulfill his mission. And of course, when he finishes his mission, then he meets Malachi Elakim, he gets the reward for his efforts. So the point of this Sikh is simple but clear. Yankev Avinu's life is very different than Avram Yitzchak's life. They're thriving towards holiness, towards perfection and comfort. Yankiv's life is tzaddis, and Dafke, Yankiv Avinu, has mitas shleima. All of his children are tzaddikim.